It is time, after an extraordinary weekend on the various playing fields of the country, to talk sport with ESPN's Russell Barwick. Russell, good morning.
Jonathan, another fantastic day at the cricket, probably one of the most enjoyable days in recent years for a number of reasons, but primarily because we spanked the Poms yet again.
We spanked them 5-0, I believe, Russell.
Yes, 5-0, 5-0, 5-0, all of that. And no matter how many times you sing it, unless you've got some sort of tune about you and 50,000 are doing it, if you've just got 12 or 11 players doing it, it just sounds a bit off-key. And they certainly were when they sung it. But good luck to them. The Australian team enjoyed themselves last night, and they showed us a little bit about the emotion. They sung the song on the wicket, which has never been done before, and a few ex-players are saying it's fantastic. That people can now understand what they go through. In fact, in the 2006-07 series, I heard one of the ex-players saying they won that series and then sang the song on a boat in the harbour, at about midnight. So sometimes it's up to the person who's entrusted with that job, and in this case it was Nathan Lyon. Back in 06-07 it was Justin Langer.
Yep.
And whenever they decide to do it, everyone just says, right, your decision, you do it, and that's the way it is.
And the song, Russell, because some may not be aware.
Underneath the Southern Cross I stand, and there are a number of words that follow it, but, you know, the final word, add unfortunate expletive here, but we are Australians. And it's a really good song that has always had some mystery and some mystique about it, because it's never been, you know, you see the Swans or Carlton or Collingwood when they have a win, you know, you go inside, and the Queensland Origin team have a song as well. But this time it actually took us inside the rooms. I was really impressed with the way they did it, actually.
Yeah, it's a window, isn't it? I mean, this has been the extraordinary story of the summer. Yes, of course, Australia has been winning, but the rebirth of that team, the way in which they've got themselves up from where they were not that many months ago, going down 3-2, 3-0 in the UK.
You know, the Indian scenario was the biggest one. The Indian homework gate and the following up of the sacking of the coach. And
that seems an age ago.
Well, I was in India doing some work for ESPN there. I was actually interviewing Shane Warne about the various Ashes series, and it was happening around us. And it was like watching three groups of schoolyard friends walking around together. These guys would go this way, these guys would go that way, and then the teaching staff would go somewhere else. And nobody talked to each other. And then you had players saying they wanted to go home. And you would... You know, if that was any other team, you would say that these guys are going to struggle forever. So to Darren Lehman, to Steve Rickson and Craig McDermott, the coaching staff, and then throw in Michael Clarke, and every other player's bought into the arrangement. And my understanding was at the start of this series, they were told in no uncertain terms, by hook or by crook, we're all going down with the ship, or we're going to sail with whatever happens. And this same 11 will play. So all of the talk about rotations went straight out the window.
Yep.
And I think that makes it so much better for a guy like Chris Rogers, who was batting for his career, and George Bailey. And then you've got the bowlers who might get 5 wickets. And then get a tap on the shoulder, oh, mate, we just think that, you know, you might just be a bit old and we'll save you for Sydney. No, don't do that. I might never get another chance. Let me rip in and see what happens.
And 11 players for the entire series this summer sort of tells the story.
Incredible.
There.
Yeah.
More cricket too. Big Bash last night.
Well, the Big Bash, I've got to say that they have probably played this magnificently, because the cricket has been so well received from the Ashes perspective, and Channel 10 just switch on Big Bash mode at 7:30. So by the time everyone has had a little bit of dinner and relax, then all of a sudden we have this Tonkathon, and this game in Melbourne on the weekend between the Renegades and the Stars had, what, 40-something thousand people at,
yep, a
at
record
the,
that he has
the Dome.
Yeah,
and it was ridiculous. And one of the players, Aaron Finch, hit the roof. And I've been to the Dome. That's, you know, I couldn't hit the roof with a pitching wedge or with a 7-iron. I don't know about you, but how he hit it with a cricket bat and a ball is beyond me. But that was just a fabulous game. And then last night, the Sixers out-muscled the Heat. I think they're called the Brisbane Heat. They could be called something else, but Brisbane. Let's just call them Brisbane.
That'll do.
Yes, they're the Heat because the Scorchers are Perth. That's right. I get them all mixed up. But they out-muscled them, so the Sixers well and truly on the board. And the Stars and the Renegades just really put the game in. But the numbers, there's like 2 million people watching it every single time.
It's a very strange thing indeed.
I don't mind it. And then just to make it even more stranger,
yes,
You wake up this morning and the headline says, Leighton Hewitt...
That is weird.
...beat Roger Federer. Last week I said that I'm desperate to cheer for somebody else other than Leighton. Scratch that. No. I'm going to cheer for Leighton until he's, you know, effectively rolling around as a 60-year-old playing the Veterans Tour.
And he's speaking quietly, confidently about the Australian Open, so who knows?
Why shouldn't he be? The last time he won, he's the only person to win a Fed Income tournament in 2014, so he's, you know, he's number one player in the world, according to those rankings.
Well, who knows? Time will tell, Russell, and we celebrate this moment. We enjoy it while it lasts.
Australia Day has come a little early for us today, Jonathan. Well, exactly. Because you know what's going to happen. We'll be all gone after 2 days of the Australian Open. We'll lose the one-day series and we'll all be doom and gloom by about mid-January.
Get it while we can. Russell, thank you.
Speak to you in an hour.
More sport with Russell Barwick after AM.